Large and lonely at the north end of the Wood-Tikchik State Park sits Nishlik Lake, a fine place to begin a float of the Tikchik River. Four of us camped two nights there, catching lake trout from the shore and finding big old grayling in a small unnamed lake a short hike away. For Chief Ranger Bill Burkon, this is the best the job gets.
We don't get up here very often. By airplane a few times a year to do some work, but a lot of it is maintaining that familiarity with the park. You know, we need to stay in touch with what's going on out here, and you can't do that sitting in front of a computer waiting for the phone to ring.
Part of staying in touch with the park, believe it or not, is what the ranger staff calls test fishing. And about a mile or so into our float of the Tikchik River, the fishing gets good. Real good.
Well, we are on the Tikchik River, with crystal clear water in a pool with numerous 17-inch grayling. I don't think it gets any better than this.
Big, beautiful grayling, some bright silver with shimmering turquoise, others a cool burnt umber, are astoundingly abundant in the Tikchik. We find them in every pool around every bend of the river.
Beautiful. Big dorsal. 18 inches. There he goes.
Just a few miles from Nishlik Lake, the first few crimson-red sockeye streak by.
There's reds right over here. Look at them all.
Right, to your, right behind you, Dave.
Oh, look at them all over there.
Look at that pocket back there under those trees.
That's Allison Eskelin, the park's only other ranger. We count sockeye by the dozen, then by the hundreds, and soon we're drifting over thousands. Eskelin's surprised to see so many this far upriver.
The most breathtaking thing is, you know, floating downriver and seeing these just pockets of crimson red salmon, all schooled up together, you know, waiting to spawn and take their place in the ecosystem. For the health of the river, for the health of the population, for the subsistence that all the people use those fish for, and having them, you know, that far up into the system, how many miles have they traveled to get up there?
You might need a map to put perspective on the incredible journey these salmon have undertaken so far. Up the Nooshigak, left on the Nuyukuk, past the falls, across the lake, and on up the Tikchik to their final destinations. We continue our test fishing, casting behind the sockeye and reeling in one grayling after the next. Passing through an unnamed canyon, we stop to watch a nesting pair of peregrine falcons agitated by our presence.
Are these a common occurrence out here?
These are the only two that I know of in the park.
I didn't know they were here.
Well, they were here the last time we came through, a couple of years ago.
Each evening on the Tikchik, it's easy to find a suitable gravel bar for camp, usually pre-stacked with driftwood for the fire. The further downriver we travel, the thicker the mosquitoes seem to be, but the fire helps.
Mosquitoes are biting me through like three layers of clothing.
We keep three or four grayling a day for dinner. What was the best grayling recipe?
I think the apple jalapeno with some of those ground cashews on top.
The one with apples, jalapenos, and onions over a bed of rice.
Best recipe was the crushed cashews with panko breadcrumbs and potato buds.
The last to answer there was Matt Wedeking, a ranger from Chugach State Park, who was impressed by his first trip to Wood-Tikchik.
Unspoiled Alaskan wilderness. And it should stay that way. Alaska State Park should do what they can to keep that the way it is. The opportunity that this park provides is something that has to be kept and conserved for others, and so I can take my kids out here.
The scenery on the Tikchik float is striking. The sprawling high alpine tundras hemmed in by mountains, the lower pine forests woven with creeks and streams. Ranger Bill Burkon says he never tires of the visual experience alone.
Part of why this park was set aside is because of its outstanding scenic resources. Those are the words that are used in the management plan. And I haven't been let down on it. Every turn of the river opened up a new vista, a new view, a new mountain, a new ridge. You can't get tired of it.
A week passes on the Tikchik and we don't encounter a soul. Not a boat or plane, not even a jet crosses our sky. The pace is easy, the fish and wildlife are abundant. This is Alaska wilderness at its best, and it's hard to leave it behind. For AK, I'm Dave Benninger.